to clarify matters for us, because I've been sitting with Nikola Tesla's words for quite some time. They are quoted in the book I wrote, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. But because of his sacrifice, we've been compelled to delve. And the results have been, for me, certainly revelatory. Prince's deconstruction of the digital garden, his model of love as the alternative, dovetails with Marcuse's prediction as the way to break the hold of the system. Anger and hate as a social base have no place in the future we make. Those who bring divisiveness to global planning of unity and freedom are there to disrupt and must be regarded as such. The prize which holds our eyes is freedom from coercion of any kind. That alone deserves and requires our energy. Keeping in mind that division is taught to all of us under class, and that being the love that leads takes time to establish in us as our common practice. So what displaces the calculus, which we're all taught, and which is at base the root of all class rage? The sensuous abundance, the warm embrace of a full belly and heart, of unbounded time and unfettered minds, of expansive life rich in mystery, stimulating our need for play and imagining. We have to have our own power, our knowledge of the infinite, to rest in when we are surrounded by agents, which is surrounded by power. That's their tactic. Before I presented Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work to the World, hoping in stating the obvious to precipitate the silenced discussions that would inexorably lead, as we've learned, Proudhon also so reasoned, to the cage of class cracking open, I never could have imagined any of what happened subsequent to its publication. That is to say, I never could have imagined that people are being tortured in our midst by the hidden global form of the state, clearly fascist, and nobody does anything. Nobody cares. Or so it seems, because how could anyone care about something they don't see, right? That's the beauty from power's perspective of the strategy, of the weapon. And this, of course, is the other half of the strategy. Surround the disobedient with disobedient in quotes, with falseness and bad energy. Because they also surround you with bought souls for hire folks, which again makes the coerced work system the necessary foundation for fascism and for the state generally, who makes certain we know these false folks, your life has no value. I mean, that may not be the message they are trying to communicate, because they're just concerned about getting the rent paid, except for the true believers, you know, the trained, tortured as infants to be those who continue the work after their parents, torturers, and the statesmen go to their reward. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to think about what that might be. It is really funny how Prince has changed things for me. I mean, I really, really want to talk about it. About the truth, this truth. Someday. Anyway.
If you're looking for a man who shared with the narrow, buy you half the town. Treat your every little step, baby, like you were walking on holy ground. Let it go. Cops are making loud.
Mr. Maceo Parker, show your love in London. Yeah.